For decades, corporations were legally obligated to maximize profits above all else. But more recently, an alternative has begun to take hold called benefit corporations, or B Corps for short.
This is a new corporate legal structure that has become available now in about 31 states. And what it does is it creates a new corporate form where companies that amend their articles of incorporation are both allowed to and obligated to consider the business's impacts on all of their stakeholders, not just their shareholders.
Heather Paulson works as a consultant to businesses in this region that want to move in that direction. She notes that California has set a higher bar for those companies than some other states.
In California, if you are to become a benefit corporation, you are required to have third-party verification that the public benefit that you're promising is actually happening. And B Corp certification is one of those third-party verifiers.
That certification is offered by B Labs, a 10-year-old Pennsylvania-based nonprofit. Kaylee Rojeski, a member of their marketing and communications team, says they are having an impact globally.
There's over 2,000 B Corps worldwide now in over 50 countries and across 130 industries. And what's interesting is that there's actually more B corporations now outside of the U.S. than inside. The process is the same for all companies to become certified. They have to meet the same requirements and all companies take the same assessment, but we do offer different languages.
The B Labs tool for certification, explains Paulson, is a 200-question assessment that probes every aspect of a company's operations over four general areas.
Governance, things like mission, transparency, accountability. It measures how they treat their employees, creative employee benefits, employee engagement, and then social engagement or community engagement and environmental impact. If a company scores a minimum of 80 points out of a possible 200 points on this B impact assessment, then they can become a certified B Corp.
Robert Gerling, a business professor at Sonoma State and author of the book The Good Company, says doing that is good business.
To the extent that a company is seen as a good corporate citizen, it does add to the market demand and to the value that consumers place on the company. And in fact, that's why so many companies are seeking certification.
But they usually reap bottom line benefits as well.
By following these standards of certification, the company stands to gain substantial financial returns through conservation of energy, reduction of costs. Companies will save millions of dollars each year when they find alternative sources of energy or seek efficiencies in their practices and policies within the company.
Still, getting certification isn't just a one-time thing, says Paulson.
They discover that even though they've been doing really, really well, there is so much more they could be doing to deepen their social and environmental impacts. So it's a source of inspiration for continual improvement.
Tomorrow, we'll hear how two North Bay businesses have done that. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.